KUTX 98.9. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. We are live in Studio 1A. We have a young lady here who's going to be playing at the Cactus Cafe tonight. And she comes all the way from Portland, Oregon. Her name is Haley Hendricks. Welcome, Haley.
Hello.
Good to have you.
Good to be here. Thank you.
You have a new album called I Need to Start a Garden. And I guess you'll do some tunes off of that.
Yeah.
Okay. What would you like to start with?
This will be the cheesy one with maybe that lyric inside it.
So oh, okay.
Let's start.
The milk is sour. I've barely been to college and I've been doubtful of all that I have dreamed of. The brink of my existence essentially is a comedy, the gap in my teeth and all that I can cling to. The milk is sour. Shalala, boom, boom, shalala, boom, shalala, boom, boom. The milk is sour with olives on my thumbs and all that I've stuck to and all that I've clung to. I felt like has been over and busted and rusted by an arbitrary sonogram. Shalala, boom, boom, shalala, boom, shalala, boom, boom, shalala, boom, shalala, boom, boom, shalala, boom, shalala, boom, boom, shalala. Sour with olives on my thumbs and I've been doubtful of all that I have dreamed of.
Live in Studio 1A this afternoon with Haley Hendricks, and that was a tune off of her new album, I Need to Start a Garden, Shalala. And she was joined there by Philip Rogers on the drums, Denzel Mendoza on the trombone, and Lily Brashears on keyboard, and all three did the background doo-wops there. So are you a gardener, or is that kind of a metaphor?
It's a metaphor for now. The garden has ironically died from how much touring has had to take place. So. But we do keep a potted plant in the van, and it's thriving right
all
now.
Right.
I'm very proud of it.
Well, there's mention there of you know, having a difficulty writing songs. Songwriting comes hard to you?
Well, it does. Yes, it does. I don't know why I pause. It does, but it's something I love doing. But that song is more insecurities of what to do with your life. Sometimes you write songs to cope with not knowing what you're doing with your life. Or the garden gets to live as many different images.
So What's your songwriting process? Do you have one? Are you able to write on the road?
I wish I could tell you. I'm really struggling on the road. I'd like to believe that you're taking in your influences like you're a tube of toothpaste that's slowly being filled up, and then you squeeze it out. But my whole life has been touring the last 3-4 months, and I'm writing songs about touring, which I don't think people want to hear all the time. So I look forward to a normal life soon and to write about something else.
Mm-hmm. And you're at the Cactus Cafe tonight. This will be your debut at the Cactus.
Yeah.
Am I right? Yeah, it's a nice, intimate listening room.
We have our friend Claire Puckett opening for us, so it'll be fun.
So you've been out on the road. Are you playing festivals or mainly clubs?
Everything you can imagine. Your grandmother's backyard, the coffee shops, the graveyards, the small venues, the theaters with velvet everywhere. It's been very unpredictable where people have wanted to hear this music.
And the reception's been?
I mean, the graveyard was pretty scary. There's a lot of ghosts. But other than that, I'd say I'm learning about a surprising amount of parents and little kids who like coming out to the shows, and that makes me really happy, too.
All right. And NPR's been giving you a good amount of love, they not?
Yeah, they've been good to us.
Yeah, all right. And you're one of the Slingshot artists?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good. You can catch Haley Hendricks and her band tonight at the Cactus Cafe. You can get information and tickets at cactuscafe.org. You got another tune for us?
I do. This one is called No Face.
Hayley Hendrix live in Studio 1A with the tune that starts off her new album. The album is I Need to Start a Garden, and the tune is No Face. So the trombone gives the band a really unique sound. How did you come up with having a trombone in
there?
He's
the secret sauce.
Yeah,
once I met him, I mean, he was wearing a bright yellow sweatshirt when I met him. It was like the secret mustard that you didn't know that fits this meal perfectly. Denzel's quite a character, and to be honest, if all these musicians here played different instruments, it's how they take up space in the world really fascinates me. If Lily played kazoo, I would still ask her to be in my band, but she does play harp and piano and plays these instruments for me. And if Philip played the spoons, I would still make him percussionist or the ham bone.
Sometimes you just know what fits.
Yeah, and I'm happy music brought these people into my life, and I've tricked them into staying into my life somehow.
All right. Well, our listeners have an opportunity to see you and the band tonight at the Cactus Cafe. You can get info and tickets at cactuscafe.org. And we want to thank you for coming in and sharing your music with us. Thanks very much. Jake Perlman has been our main engineer, getting some help today from Cliff Hargrove, and a big thanks to Deidre Gott, our producer, who makes all the live music in Studio 1A possible. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. I'll be around till 2 o'clock this afternoon. It's KUTX 98.9, bringing you the Austin Music Experience.